This is from the Oxford Mail website. Agatha Christie's famous house set to be changed forever. Agatha Christie's famous Oxfordshire house is set to be changed forever if plans to build a new structure on the grounds are approved. Winterbrook House near Wallingford was home to the world's best-selling crime author, Dame Agatha Christie, and her archaeologist husband, Sir Max Mallowan, from 1934 until her death in 1976. Although the couple travelled the world, the 17th century home on the banks of the River Thames was their main residence for this period, and a blue plaque by the front door pays homage to the great novelist. The couple were buried in St Mary's Church graveyard in Cholsey, and a statue of Agatha Christie was installed on a bench in the Kinecroft Park in Wallingford in 2023 to celebrate her legacy. The elegant Grade II listed property on the banks of the River Thames remains in private ownership since it was sold in 2021 by its international owners of 2 decades for a reported £2.75 million. Permission for repairs to the historic home was granted by the council in May after the new owners discovered it was suffering from some decay, affecting the main structural beam and the window lintel in the library. The brick house dates to the mid-18th century and is mainly considered architecturally important because of its mid-Georgian facade and its historic joinery and detailing. A new planning application has now been submitted proposing changes to the grounds of the home. It has revealed plans for a single-storey orangery or winter garden extension at the back of the house, linked to the existing kitchen and dining room by a lightweight glazed walkway. The application specifies that Winterbrook House would remain a single private dwelling house, and the addition of the orangery to its 5-acre grounds would only be a modest extension. The application said, "The overarching design principle has been to ensure that any new addition is clearly of its own time, is reversible, and does not compete with, obscure, or diminish the special architectural or historic interest of the listed building. It is designed to provide improved light-filled garden living accommodation through a single-storey, low-pitched glazed structure with a lantern roof, and is deliberately contemporary in its architecture to distinguish it from the historical home. Other alterations proposed include a new glazed oak French door to the existing side entrance of the house, a new heritage-style steel glazed door replacing the existing wood door at the back of the house, and a new oak horizontal weatherboard infill to the sides of the existing oak-framed porch. South Oxfordshire District Council has the plans under consideration, and comments can be left on the application before the consultation closes on the 7th of September.